Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer with me. Also, my dive student, scuba diver and training, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating hanging over to do a little review today on the big show. A lot of stuff going on this week. Big announcement to make that I'm not even sure if Bill knows about this. Yeah, you better pay attention, buddy boy, because this is huge. You know, we got a lot of special dates coming up here real soon. Next weekend, we're going to be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest consumer diving event pretty much in the world.
Get to see, say hi to my friend Wendy Quimby.
Yes, exactly. We'll look for her up there at the show at Secaucus, in Secaucus, New Jersey, there at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. However, the weekend after that, we'll be literally crossing over the threshold of our 16-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And,
you're unbelievable.
Yes. Shocking. That's not even an April Fool's joke. Even though that's the day we celebrate our anniversary every year, April 1st. I kid you not, 16 years on the air with this goofy little show we do every week.
Pretty amazing. In 36 states, that makes us legal.
Yeah.
I've done some research.
And so what I've been doing lately is trying to figure out how are we going to celebrate our anniversary, not to mention the fact that the following month, I will be celebrating a birthday, a pretty big birthday, actually. The big 50, yeah. Believe it or not, yeah, I kid you not.
I ain't going to lead to anywhere but bad places.
Yeah, well, it usually does.
I believe it.
And I've been trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do to celebrate this, this little anniversary thing with the show, with my birthday. Pups is celebrating a birthday like a week later. Mine, Tiffany, Mermaid Tiffany, has a birthday around the same time. So there's a lot of stuff happening.
With your advanced age, maybe we should just, come in and we each pop an insure and, toast to your birthday on the air.
Okay. Do you pop insures? Is that what you do?
I think so.
You like, just like a beer, shooter?
Yeah, it sounds like this.
It's like a spring break kind of thing, sure.
I mainline them.
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, how are we going to celebrate? I've been looking at Pro-juice. Maybe... Doing a remote again over in Bimini. That is in the works still. But something happened this week that kind of just all the planets aligned like, yes, that is it.
Cocoon 3. Steve Guttenberg.
No, that wasn't
it. Love his Bible.
I got an email from Agnes at the Carpe Vita Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures on Tuesday morning. By Tuesday afternoon, myself, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid, Lizzie, and Tiffany have all booked a trip that leaves on May 16th, my birthday.
Wow, amazingly.
Well, son of a gun.
In the Maldives, baby.
Yeah, my phone must have been turned off.
Mine
on
too.
Tuesday. I forgot about that. Messages.
I called you.
Hold on, let me see.
And you guys were like, I don't got time for you.
Tuesday.
If you take that call block off your phone.
Wait. I'm flying solo. Eat it. Okay.
Yeah,
Next one.
Like, no, trying not to eat it, actually, I think.
I'm getting ready to land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And
you don't see that?
That was all I got.
You know what? I may have texted you when I was up in the air. My cell phone wasn't working.
Oh, wait.
Could be. That text I sent to you guys could have went to Homeland Security.
Somebody who cares.
Or something. But here's the deal. You guys can go. I think there's still some space left available on the Carpe Vita liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. All you have to do is call them 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. Tell them you want on the Maldives itinerary that leaves May 16th. And you can join us for our little birthday bash. It'll be my little birthday celebration. Pups will be, he'll be celebrating a birthday. And we will be living large in the Maldives. And check it out. The here's why it came together so quickly. Is because the airfare, you know, we're based out of Florida. And when you're going to the Maldives, you got to fly to Mali, which is it's a haul. You know, last time I did this itinerary a couple of years ago, I flew through London and had a layover in London. It was a great trip, adventure. Not only was the liveaboard just spectacular. I mean, it's just a beautiful boat. The diving there, the water is warm. We had whale sharks, everything you could imagine. Almost to the level of the Galapagos as far as marine life, in my humble opinion. And the thing is the water's warmer than the Galapagos. So that took it up a notch or two. So it's a great trip. But we went through London, which was a great little side trip. You know, surface interval, had a layover for a day, got to see some of the sights, Buckingham Palace and all that whole thing, and did that London thing. This time, I'm going through.
Just driving around in circles.
Dubai. So I'm going to spend a day on the front of the trip and on the back of the trip in Dubai.
Good news.
Seeing
the sights
there. You
can't afford Dubai.
I can afford to buy.
You can't afford an ashtray at the airport Dubai.
I can afford to.
It's for rich people.
And there's no alcohol there.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's an Islamic nation.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Damn it, those are non-refundable airline tickets.
That's right. Bill and I will take them.
No, they have like an indoor ski slope there.
And they're renaming it for their favorite U.S. president. They're renaming Dubai W.
Really?
Yeah, it's a subtle change in spelling.
Well, anyway, I've never been there. I've wanted to go to Dubai for a while, so here's my chance. And the kicker is the airfare was amazingly affordable for that part of the world. Last time I flew there, it was $2,500 for a round-trip ticket, which is, I mean, that's typical for that part. I mean, you're flying halfway around the world. You don't have much choice. You know what? I'm flying through JFK in New York for $1,200 round-trip.
And you're flying yourself.
That's a pretty good deal.
I'm not flying myself.
Piloting across the Atlantic.
He's going to pull a Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's going to pull
I bring this up to you guys that it is within reach. You guys
He's
could go. You could book
Earhart.
This trip and take advantage of the low airfare, or anybody listening for that matter.
Low airfare for who, Daddy Warbucks?
For you guys. I'm saying you could score some tickets.
Let's see. We'll just pool the money we make from doing World of Boating and Scuba Radio.
Yeah,
and that.
Right.
And then just $1,200 more.
We're set.
So, you know,
plus tax and tip.
So it's our birthday bash. This could be your gift to me for my birthday is that you guys could come on this trip and just meet me out in the in Mali. Maybe you don't want to go through Dubai because you'd rather be good and liquored up by the time you see me and want to go through London instead or some other route.
I don't know how I'd ever get by in Dubai.
You don't know how you'd
get by.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Dubai.
Yeah. Anyway.
They can't all be winners, but there's lots of them.
CJ wrote that.
He did.
And handed
he
it to me.
He just walked in.
No, I did not.
You're taking credit, are you? He's not.
I've got the paper right here.
All right.
I'm unfunny, but I'm not that unfunny.
Well, that's why you made me that unfunny.
Interesting. Okay, well, anyway.
Get all the hand-me-downs.
There you go. That's the big news. We got a big birthday bash in the Maldives, May 16th of this year. So it's literally just a month and a half away. But there's still some spots available if you want to come and join us for this. It will totally blow your mind.
Go to the Maldives while you can, because another 2 or 3 years of global warming and it will all be underwater. Highest elevation in the Maldives, 8 feet above sea level.
Which makes it even better for the liveaboard diving that we're going to do. In the future, it'll be even better because they'll have all this land-based
stuff.
It'll
be like diving Atlantis.
Exactly.
Truly, if you can walk it, you'll be able to dive it.
Could be. And might as well get a little sneak peek before that happens.
That one didn't come from CJ.
In May.
Listen, once again, when you're in Dubai, say hi to George Dubai Bush.
Wow, that would have been so funny if we hadn't just said that.
You know what? The thing is, he didn't have headphones on, so he didn't hear me tell the W joke.
Yeah. Oh, did you? See? Great minds think alike.
Yeah, if you say
so. Yeah, but some of them think that way 18 minutes later.
Yeah. Wow.
Son of a...
Anyway...
It's like radio, only the delay's longer.
Some people may just be tuning in, and they hadn't heard
that's
that
true.
Joke
That's
yet.
True. That's right.
I'm going to keep running it.
Called a reset, Bill.
I understand.
And choke is really a subjective term. I mean, it's more of an observation.
There's a reason that joke and choke rhyme.
Anyway, exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577, Maldives, May 16th. Or, of course, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January in the Turks and Caicos. So call them, book it. You can join us on one of these amazing adventures and do some fun diving and have fun with us on the radio as well. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to, ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
Oh, why is he laughing so much, Daryl? You know what? Daryl doesn't talk to me anymore. I don't know what's that. He just kind of...
He's embarrassed about the success that you've had compared to the success that he's
maybe
had. He's embarrassed.
It could be.
That he can't live up to the status of Greg the solo pilot.
That's true. Yeah, and we got to talk about that because, it's me. It's all about me. Right? CJ? CJ's here with me as well.
Yeah.
He knows.
It's Greg. It's all Greg all the time.
I can't even believe I brought that up because we have somebody who's staying in the studio on purpose
to go over his knowledge
review. It really should be about him for at least a segment.
No.
Yeah, were you here when, way back when Scuba Radio was called Greg Radio?
Yeah,
you remember that before they changed it?
Yeah, why did we...
It used to be Greg Radio.
No, it didn't. What was I thinking? Yeah, you may have just hit on something. Maybe that's how we celebrate our 16-year anniversary. We change the name.
But then no one will know what it's about.
Well, it is about me.
But
you got to get all new shirts and
hats. Oh, that's
true.
That'll cost way too much money.
Website.
Well, no, anyway. Just,
Greg's got the right number of letters.
Just to throw it out there.
Three Gs.
In my pilot training, I did my first solo cross-country this week. So Bill, CJ, and Patrick here in Orlando were in serious jeopardy on Thursday.
Mortal danger.
Yes.
No, I wasn't in the plane with you.
No, but I was above you. I could have crashed
anywhere.
Crashing down on you anytime. It could happen anytime. But no, it was awesome. And I'm getting very close. You know, by the time we go to the Maldives for this birthday bash thing that I just told you about, I should be a certified private pilot. So shortly thereafter, you know, we're going to have Patrick in the water getting certified to dive. We'll fly someplace, possibly, and do our checkout dives. What do you think of that idea, Patrick?
About what? Which part of that is scaring me more?
It's all about the adventure. It's all about the journey. And so we could fly to the dive site.
Maybe I'm a licensed captain. Why don't I just drive the boat to the dive site?
Because that's not at the airport.
Right.
But yes. Neither is the dive site.
That's a good point. Hey, I've got a Chris $1 bill. Who wants to take this action? Greg does survive to his 50th birthday. Who wants to? Who's taking any of that action?
No, wait,
anybody?
Is
anybody?
That...
This dollar says that you will survive.
That I will make it.
You will make it.
I didn't know if he was betting against me or for me.
Well, let's see if anybody will take.
what do we have? 2 months? Month and a half?
Yeah. What do you think, CJ? Look at me.
Yeah, you'll probably make it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm the epitome of health.
How many trips to the doctor do you have between now and then?
I bent over and coughed right before we came into the studio, and things were good.
Well, that explains the walk.
That wasn't the doctor's office, though. That was me. It was my Jeep.
What?
He just has me check him every week just before the show. It's weird.
Your Jeep has never been up in there. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, mister.
It wasn't the Jeep. It was in the backseat of the Jeep.
Oh! Anyway. That brings us to our first edition of Scuba Radio Viewer Mail. Hey, Greg. Okay. Hi,
it's
Bill,
the first
too.
Letter you've ever gotten.
Yeah. Love your show. Been listening for a few years now. I downloaded it through iTunes and listen while I'm at work. Please tell Bill to keep his pants on and keep doing a great job. All right. Well, we'll appreciate that, Doug. Why don't we get these emails, Bill?
We started putting videos up.
Yeah, we're filming today. And, of course, we're filming from the waist up with the Bill Cam today. And there is a reason. But I'm getting more and more requests for people to ask, you know, for you to keep your drawers on. I'm not sure
that's his way of saying be patient. You know.
It's different when it's men that say that instead of women. It's a subtly different feel. It's got a different vibe.
All right, we don't even want to go there. Let's just go to this knowledge review with Captain Patrick. He is learning to dive. I am his dive instructor.
Here's my assignment.
He's working through his paddy open water course. We've just been doing the modules, the written, you know, the bookwork. There's five modules we have to go through. We're on chapter 3 right now, which, you know, I'm going to have you read these questions. And
Greg doesn't have his reading glasses
right.
on. He's like 85.
How about CJ? CJ
years.
Can be the guest reader.
Do you want to do it in an accent, CJ?
Yeah, what accent?
I'd pick one. What makes you sound more authoritative, you think?
Okay. There are several factors that affect visibility underwater.
Okay, so Jose Chavez.
I don't know. I think it's a little Italian.
Is it Italian?
No.
Is it like a Pope
Greek
thing?
Somewhere. I don't know where this is.
All right, well, whatever. Just read the questions.
Italian after three surveys.
Well, first of all, this section, chapter 3, is about what, Patrick?
Knowledge.
Diving.
Yeah, okay.
The review of knowledge.
The review of knowledge. No, what is this chapter addressing? Do you remember?
Had to deal with some safety procedures above water, underwater.
Okay.
In dealing with yourself and potentially with another diver.
Okay. All right. So rescue techniques and
no,
things.
not really rescue techniques, just certain procedures, okay. Orientation of
fair
getting
enough.
Ready to dive in those situations.
Okay, well, let's go through some of the questions, and we'll check you how you've done so far,
right.
And maybe people listening can pick up a thing or two or refresh their dive skills. All right, CJ, first question is...
Okay, number one, Captain Patrick. There is several factors that affect the visibility under the water. Check those listed here.
I quit.
That is not one of the answers.
There were four choices.
A, the weather.
Yes.
B, water movement.
Yes.
C, ambient pressure.
No.
And D, suspended particulates.
Yes.
Suspended particulates.
Particles.
Affect water visibility.
Yes.
Suspenders, particulates.
Yeah. But ambient pressure, you're right, does not affect water clarity or visibility. So, yeah, okay, yeah, that was pretty
Number
easy.
Two, true or false?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Avoid problem.
I don't want to build him up too much
here. Well, you can't give him a hard time just because he got the answer right because you didn't think the question was hard enough.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see. All right. Question number two.
All right. That accent sucks. I'm not
kidding. Try
again. Getty Lee.
Getty Lee?
I can't.
I want Bruce Springsteen.
Can't go that high.
Wow, wow!
David Lee Ross in the studio.
All right.
I am the son of Satan, but my duties are largely ceremonial.
All right. That's pretty good. All right. Well, anyway, just read the question. I don't care.
True or false? To avoid problems associated with diving in clear water, use an accurate depth gauge, refer to it frequently, and it is recommended that you use a line for ascent and descent.
True.
Correct! Correct, he says, and I think I concur. All right, we'll continue this on the other side. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to dive instruction, at least for now.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is in the studio. We're going over his knowledge review, Chapter 3 of his Paddy Open Water course. I am a Paddy Dive instructor, and we're going through some of the bookwork that you have to do to become a certified scuba diver. So this is a safety. Right now we've covered a couple questions about visibility. What's question 3?
Number 3.
Number 3 is what, CJ?
Explain what you should do if you find yourself caught in a current at the surface.
Ooh, swim across it.
I'm sorry, the answer is panic.
No, I don't think that's correct,
no,
CJ.
No, you're right, swim across it.
Yeah, don't panic. You don't want to do that. But yeah, swim across a current. Don't ever fight a current. Go opposite, or not opposite of it, but perpendicular. Yeah, or across it, sure.
Yeah,
and you know that because you're a surfer.
Perpendicular to it. Yeah. Well, you run into that. In fact, later on, it talks about what to do in a rip current.
Okay.
And rip currents, of course, out here on the east coast of Florida are always a hazard.
Right.
And you don't ever want to try to swim against it. You want to let it take you out to where it eventually will let you go, and then you swim parallel to the beach, and eventually you can come back in.
Exactly. I think us folks in Florida have an unfair advantage with that. We already know because of that, because we have to deal with that. You see the news reports all the time. People diving in other parts of the country, they don't have that insight, may not think.
Well, you panic. I mean, your first instinct is to try to swim back in, and of course the current
or
is
washing out.
Or
swim against it and wear yourself out, and then it's bad news. All right, question number 4.
Number 4, true or false, you'll find it easier to swim against a mild current along the bottom where it is generally weaker than on the surface.
True.
Correcto.
And why is that? This is for extra credit, Patrick. Do you know?
Are you looking for more of an answer than was phrased in the question, which is the current is weaker at the bottom?
Yeah. I was
You mean why is it weaker?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You don't know either?
No wind.
No wind. Well, that's one possible answer. We'll
Bit
talk
the
about
fish block it.
No waves.
All right. We'll do a Dan tip and come back to some of these and
no
shed some light on
No planes dive that. Bombing you.
We'll make up an answer that sounds good.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 527. Popping a regulator in your mouth and pretending to be Darth Vader is so 80s.
Don't fail me again.
Next dive trip, strap a spear gun to your back and run around the dive deck like Katniss from the Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer of Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. What's that you're reading?
Just another story about a shark attack. As usual, it's more fiction than fact.
Yes, that usually equates to bad news for sharks.
You said it. I wish these folks would learn about marine critters before deciding to be afraid of them. I mean, I've been diving for years with just about every creature that's supposed to eat me. And in my experience, there is nothing to fear from them. As long as you respect them, they have no problem with you.
I think you got it there exactly right. Despite a lot of public perception, hazardous marine life injuries are really actually extremely rare. And most of the injuries that do occur are really accidental or avoidable.
How so?
Well, most marine life injuries are the result of defensive reactions by animals. It's usually the result of something the diver did.
Such as?
One of the big things is poor buoyancy control. If you drop down or run into an animal, they have every right to try to protect themselves. Similarly, a lack of attention to your environment can really produce the same result.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not the lack of skill or awareness, but a diver's lacking respect for the marine life or acting aggressive toward them. I mean, I see divers messing with marine life way too often.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and you're absolutely right. And just like any other creature that feels threatened, marine life animals will defend themselves.
So what can we do to avoid the confrontation?
It's really not that complicated. I think it's important to just respect the environment into which you're entering and remember that you're a guest, not the critters that live there.
Good advice, but what about unavoidable accidents? It's hard to plan for that.
You know, I don't think it's quite as hard as you think. As with every other dive situation, I think it's a good idea to incorporate a consideration of the marine life that you might be diving with into your dive planning. Think about the potentially hazardous marine life that you might expect to encounter on any given dive. Make sure that you have a first aid kit on site and that none of the stuff that's in there has expired. In addition, the use of appropriate exposure protection, things like skins, hoods, and gloves, can really help to minimize our exposure to injury, even when those critters are microscopic.
Well, what about during the dive?
First and foremost, practice good buoyancy control. If you stay off the bottom and keep a safe distance from animals and other objects like reefs and wrecks, you'll go a long ways towards reducing accidental scratches and scrapes.
Streamlining your gear can also help avoid accidental brushes, can it?
Absolutely. It can also help reduce fatigue, which in turn helps keep you in control, which in turn
helps you avoid accidental brushes.
You got it. Be aware of your surroundings and know where you are in the water column at all times in relation to the reef, the bottom, or animals.
How about just leaving the marine life alone?
I think that's the best advice of all. Be passive in your interactions with animals. Don't chase them, corner them, catch them, touch them, or pet them. They are not there to entertain you. This is their home. You're a visitor.
Makes sense. I hate it when people hassle me for no good reason.
You get chased and poked often?
Stories for another day. But back to the subject at hand. What would you say about never touching anything without gloves on?
I'd say that's good advice.
Okay, let's just say divers do everything right to avoid a hazardous marine life injury, but they still have an encounter that leaves them injured. What then?
As with any first aid, follow basic life support protocols. These start with CAB, which is circulation, airway, and breathing. And if you have first aid training, proceed from there.
And if you don't?
Do your best to keep the diver stable and get them to medical attention. Of course, you can always call Dan for assistance, either to assist you with the first aid that you're providing or to interact with a physician who may not be familiar with the injuries you're treating.
You guys are always there for us.
That we are.
Despite stories, myths, and legends to the contrary, marine life is nothing to fear. They deserve our respect and consideration. But the truth is, the most hazardous creature you're likely to encounter underwater is another diver.
A few simple steps can ensure that there's plenty of room in the water for both you and the creatures that live there. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to join us a little bit later on today. Hey, stop that nonsense. We already did that. Yeah. Anyway, he's going to join us a little bit later on the big show today. Has some good news when it comes to getting some Force Fins on your feet for your next scuba dive. However, in the meantime, we're going through Captain Patrick's Module 3 Knowledge Review, and we've addressed some of the questions that he's doing. This little 10-question quiz they have at the end of each chapter, five chapters for your Paddy Open Water course. Last question was about are currents stronger on the surface or at the bottom? The correct answer is generally they're stronger on the surface. So if you're in a current situation, it's usually better to go down to depth. And then I said, hey, why is that? And everybody was kind of stumped. Well, one of the main reasons is, of course, there's some obstructions at the bottom that can end up breaking up the current and creating less of a flow. So that's one reason, right?
Like, yes, the hat of a Chick Tawny.
The hat of a Chick Tawny.
Little mythical creature from the Bahamas.
Right, little beady red eyes. Yeah. Have
their hats slow down the current.
They're kind of half bird.
I don't know what they are.
Yeah,
but,
they're creepy, but yeah, they could create little speed bumps in the current and slow things down. Yeah, so we'll go with that.
Are those usually seen when you start to run out of air?
Usually when you're narked. If you go down past 100 feet,
generally they're seen walking home from the bar at night.
Yes, that's what they say in the Bahamas.
That's when
yeah.
I've seen them. That's the only time I've seen them.
Little beady red eyes. They kind of glow in the dark. Kind of freaky. But I don't think they've ever killed anyone. I think they just kind of look at you and peck your eyeballs or something like
that. They're more afraid of us than we are of them.
That's what they say. But I'm not so sure. So anyway, feel free to look that up online. Google Chick Tawny.
Yeah, good luck spelling that.
Spell it. Darn it.
Now you want to
Chorny.
Spell it the way it sounds. Trust me, it'll show up. All right.
So Bill's getting his parachute ready.
What? What do you mean? What's he doing? Is he packing a parachute?
He's packing a parachute.
He's already getting ready for his first flight with me? That's sad.
That's just good planning.
Yeah. All right. Well,
packing a parachute for when I'm in the air at the same time as you, I will not be on the same plane, but the chances you might cause a mid-air collision are severe enough that have one ready.
Have faith, my friend.
Oh,
okay.
I got faith.
All right, so question, where are we at? Five?
We're number five.
Okay, what do we got?
Knowledge Review, Chapter 3, number this is Patty, right?
Yeah. Professional Association of Dive Instructors.
One. Okay. If a current is present, you should generally begin your dive A, with the current, B, against the current, or C, or no, B, across the current, or C, against the current.
Okay.
Or D, cancel dive.
Just what is the right answer,
current
Patrick?
Current too
you
strong,
know
I cancel.
I
against the current.
Against the current. And why?
Well, so that when you are diving, you will wind up back where you started.
Well, yeah, in a sense.
That's what it said in the book.
Later, when you're tired and you're coming back, you'll be going with the current as opposed to at the end when you're tired
fighting
the current.
Yeah. Well. So I know what you meant to say wasn't technically correct.
Check one! Nearly all injuries from aquatic life are caused by blank action on the part of the animal. A, unpredictable.
Ooh.
B, unprovoked. Or C, defensive.
You forgot D, mermaid.
There is no D.
Yeah, there is no D.
Defensive.
Correct.
Yes. You corner a critter, they get defensive, they may lash out. Common sense.
Oh, there's sound effects.
Yeah. Okay, next.
It's on a delay.
You're doing good, Patrick.
All right, Patrick. I think you're so far 100%.
I think he's getting this.
I don't think he's missed a single one.
By George.
Describe what you should do if you spot an aggressive animal underwater.
Poke it with a stick.
That's right.
See?
As hard as you can.
Get
it before it gets you.
That is a correct answer.
Shoot it and cut it up and create a lot of blood in the water.
Can't grill it till you kill it.
In other areas of expertise, that may be the correct answer. However, when it comes to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, the appropriate action is what?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says, what did you say to do? Poke it?
Yeah, poke it with a stick.
Remain still and calm underwater is what you're supposed to do.
Is that what it...
What if it stays in the area? What do you do?
Then you calmly swim away and keep an eye on it and try to exit the water as soon as you can.
Okay.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
You know, we're kind of like fish out of water here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're kind of like fish sometimes. And we're trying to train Captain Patrick from the World of Boating radio show to become a diver and be more like a fish.
What's this we?
Well, I mean, it is a community effort. We are a village.
No. You gave me the gift of scuba for Christmas.
Right.
And you said, live it, learn it. Be it. And bring me an exam every week.
I think I was drunk at the time. Wasn't this during the holidays? Yeah.
I tried calling you up for some help on some of these questions, but you weren't picking up.
Well, I have your phone number blocked. Yeah. Of course. Anyway, we're going through his knowledge review from Chapter 3. CJ's reading the questions. We're up to number 8.
Yes.
He's been doing very well.
All right.
Okay. What do we got?
True, false, or I don't care?
I don't think that's on the test.
Wait, just true or false?
Yeah.
For safety and enjoyment, when diving in a new area or engaging in a new activity, be sure to obtain a proper orientation. True or false?
Proper orientation, which would be what?
True.
True is correct.
That's right.
However, what is a proper orientation? What would that...
Familiar with where you're at. Where are you diving?
Where would you get this orientation at?
At the Orient.
That's one place.
Massage parlor.
If you're
there
lucky.
Are fast ways. There are fast ways on the Orient Express.
Okay. Well, yeah, your local dive shop.
From a South Korean.
Yeah, or a dive charter that you might be diving with. Okay, next question.
Number nine. A rip current can be recognized.
Number nine.
Thank you. It's number the nine. Beatles.
Who?
A rip current can be recognized as a line of turbid, foamy water moving A, toward shore, B, seaward, C, parallel to the shore, or D, from Greg's lips.
Wait. What is it? Foamy water?
I so much want to pick D.
A rip current can be recognized as a line of turbid, foamy water.
I don't think it would be.
I have seen turby, foamed water, but it was not coming from his lips.
Okay, so the correct answer is
B,
which
C-word.
Is
C-word.
Yes,
correct. He was not distracted by.
And you don't want to be sucked into those rip current things, so that would be bad.
Because yeah, but sometimes you don't have a choice.
Well, yeah, and you'd swim.
You let it take you out to where it finally releases you.
I think you may be getting ahead of yourself.
Release me!
Hey, is there a question 10?
Yeah. There is.
Oh, let's go there.
There is, Bill. How'd you know?
I'm psycho. Psychic!
Number 10. Outline three ways. Not one. Not two.
Yeah.
Not four. Three.
Three.
Not five. Not 16.
Okay. I'm confused.
Okay. Three.
The reading of the number shall be three.
It's a two-hour show,
right.
CJ.
Not less than seven.
Okay.
Generally, three.
Three.
I'm so happy it's not Pi Day.
The number of the reading shall be three. It shall
three
not
ways.
Be two.
Okay, whatever.
Except for continuing on to
and
three.
Ask the question.
After two
five is
straight
three. Out.
Okay.
Ways to prevent or control most diving problems that occur at the surface.
Relax while you dive.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Establish and maintain positive buoyancy.
Okay.
And dive within your limitations.
Correct. You got all of them.
How about that?
And the judges would have also accepted, don't dive with Greg.
Oh.
And try not to be distracted by the mermaids at the surface.
Yes.
Well, I had Brian Boitano as my fallback answer.
And diving with Greg.
What would Brian Boitano do?
That can't be on there. I'm his dive instructor.
That's what it says here. I don't know.
I think that is not in the PADI performance standards.
Can CJ be my dive instructor instead?
This may not be.
He cannot be, actually.
This may not be. I'm not an instructor level.
Yeah,
believe it or not, you would think I would be by the
answers that you're giving. Yes, you
the
sound so authoritative.
if I may,
he sells it well.
If
at
I
the
may
oral
be
exam.
So bold, here's something which I don't think everyone understands. Not only does CJ have the questions and the answers, but he thinks it's the answer guide. It's actually just a printed copy of Patrick's answers. Every time you say he's right, I'm thinking. That was Patrick's exact answer.
Yes, but he can't see it, so he has to have it
what?
Memorized.
This is not legit. I'm out of here.
No, it is legit.
Patrick knows the answers, but he printed them out. You're actually reading Patrick's answers, so if they're wrong, you're going to say they're right.
Well,
you're on to me, Bill.
Unless I recognize they're wrong and correct them.
Yes, then there's that.
I don't give CJ such a hard time. I think he's given great oral exams.
Wow.
Today.
If I hadn't just said that 30 seconds ago, it would have been funnier.
What?
Yeah. I need a search.
I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, all right, so is that all the questions or
no, there's
even more? Do we even have time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We have an entire minute.
All right.
Go.
True or false? The first step in assisting another diver with a problem at the surface is to talk to him, offering encouragement and persuading him to relax.
Now, you would think that would be true, but it's not. It's false.
That's right. The correct thing to do is to shame him into going back to the boat, and that person must automatically buy the first, second, and third rounds at the bar.
Wow.
No, I don't think that's PADI
standards there.
That's not right.
Yeah. No. That's not PADI standards.
Establish buoyancy
is step one.
It doesn't say what it is.
It's establish buoyancy.
False. It just, oh, okay. It does, you, but
step
that's what
one to rescuing someone else is making sure that you are buoyant before you try and intercede.
Or Bill, can you be my instructor?
No,
Hold on.
You're wrong, Bill.
What?
Make sure they are buoyant. Inflate your BC. Inflate your BC, diver. Inflate your BC.
So did I pass?
Yes.
Well, there's
so
DJ.
Far,
there's
good.
More.
There's more?
There's five.
Nah, we'll just get it to him.
Even if he gets them all wrong, he still has a pass.
That's right. No, we'll check them later. All right, we got hour two on deck. Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to join us, as well as a few other surprise guests. So stick around for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know how to wheel here. That's why it's hot. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.